Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy. Well, hello, I'm Kimberly Brock, and for the last 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. And so now I'm on a mission to help other women just like you do the exact same thing. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 66, and I am so glad that you're here today because I am talking about how to exit the business rat race and create your own lane. I can't tell you how much pressure this will take off of you once you really let this soak in. So I'm so glad you're listening today. If you are new here and you have just found this podcast, then I want to say welcome to you. This is a place where you can learn all types of tips and insights for starting and building a business doing what you love. And make sure you get my free goodies. If you scroll down below and you're new, I've got a 16-step checklist for starting your business and some other goodies just for you. So make sure you check those out right now and make sure you subscribe. You better hit that subscribe button right now if you're an Apple Podcasts or whatever player you're listening to this in because you don't want to miss out on any future episodes that are going to help you along your business journey. And if you've been listening a while, I want to thank you so much for all the ratings and reviews. If you've never rated this podcast, if you could do me a huge favor and do that right now, it literally takes 1 second. You scroll down, hit 5 stars, boom, it helps me so much. And it helps Apple and Spotify and the other players see that this is a valuable podcast. And if you have 30 seconds or a minute to leave a written review, I would absolutely love it. I wanted to read one right now. This is from Michelle Burhart. She titled it, "I Need This Inspiration Right Now. I'm just starting out my business and Kimberly has inspired and motivated me to take action. I just joined the Facebook group, which I'm looking forward to utilizing as well. Excited for the journey and for the information this podcast has already provided." Yay! Thank you so much, Michelle, for that sweet and awesome review. So again, if you have been listening a long time, I would just love it if you could leave a review too, because it helps me. It really does, because I'm here alone doing this and I love to know that what I'm doing is valuable to you too. Okay, that is it. On to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. I'm so glad that you are here today because I think this is a message that is timely and timeless because everyone needs to hear this at some point in their business journey and better to hear it at the beginning than in the middle or end of your business journey. So I want you to kind of sit there for a minute and ask yourself if you feel like you are joining in on a rat race with your new business, or maybe you've been in business a while. I know I have a lot of listeners that have been in business a while and are amazing at what they do. If this is you, I just want you to just think about it for a second. Do you feel like you are in the middle of a rat race and that sometimes it's hard to keep up, it's hard to live up, it's hard to be with everyone else's being? And today I want to tell you to simply stop. Exit the rat race. Okay, don't stop your business, but get out of the rat race of trying to be what you think you need to be that you've dreamed up, that you've seen on Instagram or Facebook, or you've heard people say, or on other podcasts, people are making millions by having a membership or hosting a course or doing lives or now being on this Clubhouse app. Have y'all heard of this? Or being on TikTok or any of these things. Relieve yourself of this heavy burden that you have to be all of those things. Now, I did do a podcast episode on that topic of not being all things to all people, and I'll put the link below because that one's a good one too if you want to further feed your brain with some positivity about not being like everyone else. I want to share with you three ways that you can approach your business, especially in the beginning, or if you've been in business a while and you're creating products, you're creating services, you're in development mode, you're trying to get creative with how you're going to stand out and what is really unique and awesome about your business. And I want to give you this three-step approach so that you can shut out all the noise and be you and leverage what's amazing about you and this mission that you have in your heart to build this business. And really step forward into who you are and build this business into exactly what you want it to be. And here's the first thing. Number one, be different. Did you hear me on this? Be different. I'm not saying you have to be Steve Jobs and come up with some major invention. I'm not saying that you have to be the smartest person in the world or the most creative or the most beautiful, or the best on video, or any of that. What I want to say to you today is be different. When you're starting your business, I find that a lot of new owners that I've worked with are like, well, you know, memberships, I could create a membership, or I should create this product, or I should be selling this kind of product because that's what everyone else is doing. And that's what's working, and that's what's successful, and that's what I should do. And that's where I want to stop you. I want you to look at your products and services that you want to offer. And I really want you to think about how you can be a little different. How can you enhance what is already out there? Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be faster or cheaper. It's how can you make it a little better or a better experience? Because people do pay for the experience. And I'm one of those people. I love a good experience, whatever it is. If it's at a hotel or if it's at a restaurant, I'm not saying it has to be 5-star. I'm just saying I appreciate the atmosphere, right? And if it's a fun place, I love that. That's a good experience for me. So think through your products or services. What is it that you would really want if you were the consumer? If you were on the other end, if you were not the business owner, if you were the client or the customer, what is it that they really need and want? And how can you make that a great experience for them? Don't try to go, let me look up what all these other businesses are doing and I'm going to do my business just like that. Do not do that. You need to take what you have in your mind and your heart right now, because you've already been going through this in your head about what you believe could be better about the product or service that you offer, or the lack of in the marketplace, and come in with that and build your business around that. Please do not copy anyone else's business. They have a different life experience. They have a different personality than you. They have different creative abilities than you. They are different than you. And people appreciate a business that is built on what you do best. So please, if you need to add a twist to what you offer, right? Think about, I was just thinking about this too, those painting and wine. I think it's a franchise, or there may be local businesses even in my area where you can go and paint and drink wine. How fun is that? Somebody could have just had an art studio and said, I'm going to have an art studio where you paint, but they added a twist to it and offer wine so they could get groups of women in there, right, to come in. They made it different. Okay. So I was thinking about too, when I started my second online gift boutique where I just sold collegiate and NFL baby gear, which is all kind of baby booties, hats, onesies, blankets that were team themed. So they had the official logos. Like if it was a college team, it was Texas Longhorns or Michigan or LSU or whatever, and whatever team. And we had a boutique that sold those. Now there was other websites coming on the scene that were those big sports websites with all the fan gear for all ages, adults down to kids, and they sold some of the same products that we sold. But what was different about my experience was that my website, it was called Kids or Fans Too, and it was a boutique feel, and it was cutesy, and we had a gift registry, and we had gift wrap with a gift message. That's what made us different than just going on some big fan site and ordering a baby gift. We catered to people who were giving their children gifts or giving other baby gifts at showers. That's how we wanted to be different because that experience did not exist. I was the type of person that liked a boutique experience, and I couldn't find that for all those kinds of baby gifts. So that's what you have to think about in your business. What is the experience you wish you had or that it's lacking in the marketplace where you could add to it, you could enhance it, you could do it with a twist, and you could do it your way? So be different. Don't be like everyone else. Okay, that's the first one. Number two, be the expert. Are you hearing me on this? Be the expert. Do one thing really good. My business here is a really good example. It is all around starting a business. And I'll be honest with you, it was really hard in the beginning because I had the idea I want to help people start businesses, but I kept going to try to develop things for building your business. And if you've been in business a couple of years or how to go from 30 to 60,000 or whatever, I had all these ideas and I kept trying to like create stuff for that instead of sticking with one thing right now. Are you hearing me on that? One thing right now. Because if you become really good at one thing right now, you can slowly expand because your audience will demand more later. And when they do, you can create products and services to cater to what they're demanding and grow your business that way. My advice to you and to all of my clients that I work personally with, and now with this Just Start new program, I don't know if you've heard about it. I have a new paid audio series called Just Start to help you start your business, give you checklists and an action plan to get this thing going. You can scroll down below and find out more about it. But with that, I'm really trying to help people hone in on being good at one simple thing. Now, you may be saying, well, I have a boutique and I have all kinds of products. Okay, that's fine. But maybe you focus on a niche of children's products or of personalized gifts. Like I had my first online boutique, which was all monogrammed gifts. Everything could be monogrammed. That was my niche. Yes, I sold the same things that other boutiques sold, but our enhancement was that we could embroider and we could gift wrap and we could put a gift note, right? That's what we leveraged. So what can you be the best at? I'm trying to be the best right now for myself and for my clients at helping those like you get your business off the ground, get it started, right? So ask yourself today, what are you becoming the best at? And don't tell me 10 things. Tell me and yourself one or two things, preferably just one, but what's the one thing that you're becoming really good at? Now, another side note, for the way that you market, become really good at one way that you market. For me, it's this podcast. That's how I market. That does not mean that you need a podcast to market your business successfully. You may be really good at Instagram. You may be really good at videos. You may be super good at local networking. You may be like my neighbor who we call her the mayor because she knows everyone in the town. She is that connector person. You can think of that person in your life. Right? What are you good at? And be good at that in your business. So in marketing, pick one way that you're best at. In your products or services, pick one thing that you are really good at and leverage that in the beginning, and then you can grow over time. And when you become the expert in that, then when people say, oh, for example, let's take my business. You know, I have friends and other people around who know that I help people start businesses. So if they hear a friend say, you know, I've been thinking about starting a business. It's COVID and I got laid off, or I want to start something on the side. And they can go, oh, I know someone. I know Kimberly. That's what she does. She'll help you start a business doing something you love or passionate about, right? You want to become the go-to person for that. So think through, what are you the go-to person for? And if you have too many things going on right now, you need to peel it back because you need to be the go-to person. You need to be the expert. It benefits not only you because it simplifies everything, but it benefits all your marketing and all your messaging and all the people that you serve because they are very clear on what you do. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, so be the expert. So what was the first one? Be different. Second one, be the expert. And the third one is be authentic. You hear me say this all the time, don't you? Yes, I'm going to keep saying it because I think it's important. We're all online. We never know if people are being real or fake. Then there's sometimes that we really know they're being fake and we don't like it and we're turned off. The best thing you can do for yourself is to be you. There is another podcaster that I listen to, and he helps people get their businesses going, and he actually helps them ramp it up and all that. And his whole shtick is that he's kind of sarcastic, and he tries to go against the norm, right? And so people follow him who have that type of humor and who believe that he believes that there's so much crud in marketing and everything going on, and it's, a lot of it is just noise. And he just has this whole sense of humor about it. And it's funny. I don't totally get all of it. I don't 100% resonate with some of his snarkiness. But at the same time, that's his whole angle, right? He's being authentic to him because that is who he is. He's sarcastic all the time. And so when you listen, if you like that, he's the man to go to, right? He's going against the norm. He's creating his own lane. He's not being just another business person that is helping, you know, business coach or business strategist or mentor helping people start businesses, right? We all have to have our lane. I would like to think that my lane is helping people build purposeful businesses based on something that they truly love or passionate about or a gift that they have, that they've been given by God. That's what I believe. So many of you have these gifts. And I just love it so much. Like I saw someone on my personal Facebook page today, someone in my area that I didn't even know had a business. And it looks like she makes those charcuterie like trays, but she calls them graze boards. And then she like gift boxes them so cute, like a clear, the gift box is clear on top so you can see all the cute nuts and food and dried fruits and all that. And they're so cute. And I was like, I just love that you are using your gifts. Like that's what I saw when I did that, because on her personal Facebook page, she was always posting like at her house, all the graze boards and everything she was creating. I was like, oh my gosh, she is so artistic and creative and good at that. And then she talks about them with such passion and heart. She would do like live videos. And then I saw she had this whole business. I had no idea. And I'm like, she is using her gifts. Okay, that's my angle, right? I could be just like any other coach. I could just be like, here's how you start your business. This is what you do. But I have a different angle. Plus, I have this experience that's authentic. 20 years of running my own businesses and online gift boutiques for so long, right? So be authentic to you. Be who you are. Get out of the whole rat race and be you, because that is why people are going to be drawn to you. You are going to start seeing, as you start your business, who becomes drawn to you. Because at the beginning, you don't totally know. You have your mission. You know who you want to set out to help. But it's so interesting to see who all comes to you. Like when I started this business helping people start their businesses, I thought, is it only going to be online gift boutiques owners? Is it just going to be online businesses? Like, who is it going to be? Is it going to be just women? I had no idea. Is it going to be moms? Is it maybe some men? And it's just so fascinating to me that the people that have all come to me have been amazing, heartfelt, sincere, genuine people. Every single person that I've worked with, they're simply trying to make money doing what they love and get this business started on the right foot. They're not like your hardcore, like, I have to make $1 million by tomorrow. That is not who is drawn to me. It's more the purposeful and passionate people. And there's men who listen to me and men who are part of my circle here with this business who are getting help starting their businesses from me. I had no idea that men would be wanting to listen to me. I just didn't. I think I even just discounted it when I started. And I think you have to watch out in the beginning because you don't know exactly who is drawn to you. Okay. But you do want to start with a niche. My point is, I want you to be you, because if you're not you, who are you being? Are you making up a person that you're going to be? Are you making up a personality? Is this like a pseudo personality? Are you acting? Like, what are you doing? No, you be you the whole time. If you don't ever wear makeup, don't put makeup on. If you're doing a live video, you will feel so uncomfortable. If you want to put lip gloss on or you want to do something, do it. But I'm just telling you, don't go so far out of your comfort zone that you're not drawing in the people that are actually going to resonate with all your messaging, right? If you believe in a vegan diet and you have this whole, you know, wholesome lifestyle, talk about it, because you will start drawing in people that enjoy that too. You will still draw in all other people. I'm just saying you want to capture the people that who you are resonates with the most. And if you're sarcastic or you're lighthearted or you're faith-based and you have a religion that means so much to you and you want to share that, then share it. Because then people know who you are. And when people know who you are, they feel comfortable with you and they feel that you're being authentic and they want to do business with you. Are you hearing me? They want to do business with authentic people. They don't want to think that they're fake. And you can share your vulnerabilities as well. And that's a whole nother topic. But I just want to tell you that. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Okay, so let's review the three things. They're going to help you exit the whole business rat race and create your own lane so your business stands out, right? You're going to be different. You're going to be the expert. And you're going to be authentic. That's the formula, I'm telling you. It really is. I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad you're here. Again, if you are new here, scroll down below, get your goodies. And I just want to thank you all. It's going to be an awesome year to be a small business owner. And oh, by the way, are you in my Facebook group? Because if you're not, you need to get in there right now. Scroll down right now. Get in my Facebook group. It's women in there who are starting businesses, doing what they love. And it's an amazing place. We're constantly posing questions and I'm in there all the time trying to answer and help. And I just love it. I love the group so much. So I would love for you to be a part of it too. Okay, that's it. Have a wonderful day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.